Hi, welcome to my bags. User's Manual, Volume 2. So when your Fabio's chest arrives, you've already made one of the most important decisions in your life. Essentially, you're choosing to be comfortable in the backcountry and prepared. So, how, you might ask, Ronaldo, that's me, will I mount this bag to my bicycle? Here's your bag straight out of the box. Now, how do I mount it? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you need the holy trinity of mounting points. Contact points. 1, 2, 3. So what I have in my hands right here is the large X-Back Coyote. For easy front mounting, we have the Velcro closure system. What this does is wrap around your handlebar. It doesn't matter if you have a little bit of sweep in your handlebar, it's still gonna contour to the shape of the handlebar. So let's go and get up right above the top here, Nims. So what I'll do is circulate the Velcro around the handlebar, just like this, keeping it nice and tight, and then lay the top over, and you'll see there's extra hooky Velcro right there. And what you see here, the third mounting point, is run your Velcro strap that comes with the bag. I like to go through the bottom rung where this bottom dowel is. What this bottom dowel prevents the bag from doing is caving in on the head tube, okay? So run your Velcro strap through the bottom daisy chain, and you're gonna connect this around your head tube or wherever the bag may lie. Make sure it's nice and tight. Velcro in, and you're good to go. If you're concerned about the paint marred up on your custom frame or something like that, I would say first, who cares? But if you really do care, just wrap some tape around there or something. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna take your stuff, you're gonna put it inside your stuff it inside the stuff, and then you're gonna roll the roll top like this, come across and clip. What the center strap does, this is really important if it's dragging on your wheel. What the center strap does is it brings everything up. So just like that, and what that will do is lift the bag up off your wheel if that is a concern. It's not a concern on my bikes because they're very, very large. So also, say if you did have the bag extended all the way, you'd unsnap your long flap and let it come right over the top like this. As you can see, we have two sets of clips right here, and these are split back, so you know, you could leave them like this, or if you want to have a more handsome bag, and I say I was only full this much, I just kind of fold it up, and actually this is exactly where it was, but clip right here. Nice and handsome. The side pockets are huge too, and a really cool feature is this Velcro right here, so you don't have to worry about clipping it every time. I'll clip it, you know, if I have something really, really important in there that's gonna jettison out and hit me in my very expensive gold teeth. But generally, all you got to do is flip it down like that, and that Velcro will catch in your phone or, you know, a small camera or something, like, won't go flying. And if this pocket is too much for you, if your handlebars are too narrow, which is a common complaint that handlebars are too narrow. You need wider ones first, but before you get those, these pockets do collapse just like this, as you see. You fold flat and then you pull on this tab. And that's a pretty neat feature. It'll bring it all the way in, and then you have a flat side of your bag. Plenty of room for your hands. All right, another feature, let me show you basket mode. So let me just take out what we had in the bag before. What you're going to do is fold the roll top in on itself. And what that does is make a rigid basket. Okay. This is if you don't want to do all those unclipping. Just do this. It'll bring that in so it doesn't dangle in front. And you could just throw your stuff in there. One clip if you want, or two clips if you need to. But you can just reach in, grab your stuff. Just two clips and you have your stuff. That's generally how I do it if I'm not touring, just around town. Nice and easy. And something else I recommend, even though the back of the more modern fabs has a rigid boning inside of it. I still recommend using same thing as the front. You're just gonna carefully wrap it around the dowel, just like this. Then take top flap, just roll it over the top, and it's nice and sturdy, just like that. On my fine public restroom, now chest room, you'll see these, I think they're like the 9-inch Titan straps. They're made in Montana. These are the best way to mount a traditional saddlebag to your bike, even if you're not using one of my bags, but I don't know why you would. Through the saddle loop, and you want this thing to point up like a middle finger. If you don't like this color, which I understand if you don't, I don't either, you can burn holes in a black, like 12-inch velay, or however you say it, strap, the nylon ones. And what you're looking for right here on the back of your bag are these two daisy chains right here. These are for mounting to your saddle loops. And all you're gonna do is run the strap right through and just get it nice and tight, just like that. Just attach this right to your seat post. Nice and tight. There you go. Now you have a really sturdy bag. Now some people are bothered by their thighs rubbing a little bit on the back here. I'm obviously not.
And if you're a smaller person with smaller bars, you can get a small size that fits perfectly over here and has all the features of the regular size.